With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The deadline to take Aspen's 2019 citizen survey is in 1 week, on September 13th. Karen Harrington is Aspen's Director of Quality. She says previously a random sample of registered voters in the city received surveys in the mail, but now all registered voters and residents living in affordable housing units in Aspen can fill it out.
That expanded our number of people surveyed from about 1,750 to over 5,000 in terms of the households.
The survey asks about city services and specific departments like environmental health and parks and recreation. Harrington says later in the month, an online survey will be open to anyone in the valley to get feedback from the larger community. Tomorrow in Snowmass, the Cider Mass Festival brings together cider breweries from all over the country. Kristen Kay reports they'll be joined by new local limoncello maker Tall Fellow.
Christopher Hall is indeed a tall fellow.
I'm 6'11".
Hall, a private chef, started Tall Fellow in a Glenwood Springs warehouse about a year ago. He's worked to perfect the recipe, which he says isn't as sweet or as high in alcohol as other limoncellos. The secret formula involves a little sugar, spirits from Woody Creek Distillery, and cases of lemons, which he peels by hand. The company was just picked up by a Colorado liquor distributor. Hall says he's still committed to an artisan, small-batch approach.
I'll hire more people, but we'll keep doing everything by hand.
Cider Mass attendees can find Hall pouring samples of Tall Fellow's Basil Lemonade Cocktail on the Snowmass Mall tomorrow. The event begins at 1. The annual Balloon Festival and Septemberfest are also in Snowmass this weekend. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Garfield County jail records show a teacher at Basalt High School was arrested Wednesday on a charge of alleged sexual contact with a minor. The Aspen Times reports Brittany Marie Von Stein of Carbondale allegedly sent sexual explicit texts to a student while he was hanging out with friends. According to the affidavit for an arrest warrant, the student fell asleep and his friends read the texts. The Basalt Police Department was leading the investigation of the Basalt choir teacher as of last week after receiving information from the Roaring Fork School District. Von Stein has been on leave from her position since the beginning of the school year. No formal charges have been filed against her yet. Her first court appearance is scheduled for September 12th. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.